It was like a whiff of old times when the issue of eavesdropping on Americans by the National Security Agency bubbled up in Senate confirmation hearings for two Bush nominees.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The existence of the NSA, America's big ear in the sky, was known to only a few when it was laid bare in the congressional investigation of intelligence agencies in the mid-70s. It was revealed that the NSA maintained a watch list of some 1,700 Americans, mostly anti-war dissidents, whose phone calls were intercepted on behalf of the Nixon White House. The resulting outrage led to rules forbidding targeted electronic eavesdropping on Americans. But as we have now learned, there were exceptions. Lieutenant General Michael Hayden, director of the NSA for the past 6 years, is up for confirmation as deputy to prospective intelligence chief John Negroponte. He told the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday that his agency was conscious of protecting Americans' privacy, but on occasion, and with his approval, the names of Americans in reports of intercepts had been shared with other agencies. That dovetailed neatly with the testimony the day before of John Bolton, former Undersecretary of State, now nominated as United Nations Ambassador. Questioned by Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd before the Foreign Relations Committee, Bolton admitted that on a couple of occasions, maybe a few more, he had asked the NSA to identify Americans whose telephone conversations had been intercepted. Why would Bolton, whose field was arms control policy, need to know what other officials were discussing on the phone? Did these intercepts have anything to do with Bolton's feud with State Department intelligence officers, who rejected his assertion that Castro's Cuba was running a biological weapons program? That is not clear. But I am reminded of 1975, when Senator Frank Church, who led the searching investigation of the NSA, said the agency had an enormous capability that can be turned against the American people. This is Daniel Shore.